So here we are, we're on Easter Sunday, and you hear the gospel message told to you, once read at the beginning of the service, and then sort of dramatically portrayed out. You have the kids worked on the tomb here that we recognize, and it's always an interpretation, isn't it, of what it looked like, what it might have been like. And so what do you do with your Easter? What do you do? So have you settled in your mind that Jesus Christ rose from the dead? It's a historic claim of Christianity. It's not anything that Christianity has ever failed to declare. In fact, people died because they refused to say that it was a lie that they made up. Everybody who said, "We saw Jesus alive," they ended up telling their story until their dying day. You know, there was a fella, Chuck Colson, who is known for prison fellowship in this country. He was one of the people that worked with Nixon. He was involved in the Watergate trials. And he said, "I saw 12 of the most powerful men in the world, and they couldn't keep a lie for 3 weeks." And you're talking about these 12 followers of Jesus Christ who carried it through their life and died for the message. So if that's settled in your mind, I think we move on to something else. What is the point? What is the significance of resurrection in your lives, in my life, in the lives of anybody on earth? Why do they need to know about Jesus? And so if you'll turn with me to the letter in the Bible that's titled Corinthians, the first letter to the Corinthians by Paul, there's something there in chapter 15 that's critical. It's the thing that Paul said was perhaps some of the most important stuff. Don't miss this. And he made sure that he wrote it in the letter. So you got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the New Testament, right? And then you have the book of Acts and the book of Romans, and after that, 1 Corinthians, and there, chapter 15. If you don't have a Bible, there's a Bible at the end of a row. You could always find one in this church. We believe that the Bible is the key tool for understanding these things that God has done. Now, if you don't read a Bible, you probably have mythology in your head. If you don't read a Bible and you're running your life on the verses from Sunday school choruses, it's maybe just sufficient enough to get you to nod, I believe, when someone says something that they claim is a Christian truth. But looking at what the Scripture says, the historic record of what people who follow Jesus said, this is what God does, here's how he does it, you find that in the Bible. And if you're not reading a Bible, you're not finding it. So let's bow our hearts and just say, God, please help us to understand your word as we read it. In Jesus' name, amen. So in 1 Corinthians, in chapter 15, and then you might have to turn a page, but in verse 14, the big number's the chapter, the little number's the verse. Verse 14 starts this way. Listen to this. If Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. Thanks for coming to church. Good morning. Take care. Happy Easter. Right? You can't stop there. But is this a fact? Do you know that everyone that doesn't believe Christianity's true, that there was a Jesus Christ who rose from the dead, everybody who doesn't believe that thinks this about you? So you gotta put on your bracers. You gotta tighten a belt and say, this is what I look like to people who don't believe. And stop being weak and lily-livered about talking to people about Jesus, because they don't believe until they do believe. So brace yourself. That's the truth. No one across from you saying Jesus is real that doesn't believe is going to fail to think anything then you're silly. But you need to just get a grip and know that that's true. Here's the other thing. The fact about Jesus Christ's resurrection brings life. And that person across from you who thinks you're silly is dying or is not alive yet. Very important. If Christ has not been raised, then our preaching's in vain and your faith is in vain. We're even found to be misrepresenting God because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom, if it's not true that the dead are raised, he did not raise. So if you say Jesus rose from the dead and God didn't do it, you're a liar. And the Jewish people who say that Jesus is not the Messiah, if they're right, you're a liar and you have to face God. And you say, well, I got fooled. They say, well, why'd you get fooled? Don't you know your Bible? Right? But a Christian that knows their Bible knows that Jesus the Messiah fulfilled the scriptures that said what the Messiah would do. He healed the lame and the blind. He led people to God. He walked into the temple and said, my Father's house is supposed to be church, a place to pray, not just a bunch of shenanigans and selling and buying. And then he said, if you tear down this temple, I'll raise it again in 3 days. And they thought that he meant the building. But he died on Friday and nobody remembered it, and they were depressed. Whose Friday was a depressing day? I have to face stuff. Do you have to face stuff? You say, oh boy, I'm a Christian, but you face stuff, right? And when you face it, it won't go away. And on Friday, Jesus dead in a tomb, that wasn't a cheery day. Saturday came. It's still happening. I thought maybe I'd wake up and it was a dream. And then Sunday was like to go have the funeral, because on the Sabbath you can't touch a dead body or you can't go to church that night, so you put the body in before the sun sets, and then Sunday is the next time they could go and have the funeral rite. And there they are, and here it is, the stone rolled away. Paul says if that didn't happen, it's rubbish, because it did happen. And look what it continues to say there. If you look at around, if it's not true that the dead are raised. For if the dead are not raised, even Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you're still in your sins. If then those who also have fallen asleep in Christ, they've perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, like you whistle in the dark, do you feel better? You know when you tell people you have a faith and they go, that's good for you. I bet you sleep easy at night. You must not be scared of the boogeyman because you have your invisible man in the sky that you believe in. Whenever someone says, that's good for you, they mean not for me and you're silly. Okay, so you just, but you, here's the thing. Because it is true, just because someone thinks you're silly, it doesn't mean you are silly. When my kids are fighting, and he said, he called me a so-and-so, and I say, if he called you a refrigerator, would you be worried that you were a refrigerator? And they hate it, because they're like, I know what your point is. I'm just mad because he called me a so-and-so. So if someone calls you silly, but you're not silly, does it matter? If someone calls you a liar, but you're telling the truth, doesn't matter what they say. And so here's Paul, he's saying, this is the stuff. And look what he continues. He says, but in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. Do you see that there? Verse 20. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. The first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, you know that that's Adam, right? The first guy blew it. Eve took the fruit and gave it to her husband who was with her. But the Bible forever in time says Adam did it. Do you understand that? God expected that man to be the head of his home and to lead well, and he didn't lead well. And Scripture says Adam brought death. And by a man has also come the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ the first fruits, and then, at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom of God to the Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death.